Every Wednesday at this time, we hear from sports commentator Frank DeFord, who's been watching some reality television. DeFord wonders whether reality shows are crowding out the audience for sports coverage.
It would seem to me that reality TV is nothing more than a form of sport. It's a competition, a game, but on a coast-to-coast basis, it's more emotionally appealing than many of our sports. So I have to believe that as many people get more interested in the reality shows, they lose some interest in the old-fashioned sports. The constant problem that sports in this country suffers from is that there are just too many teams playing too many games. People, especially local fans, can follow their teams, but only the hardcore zealots monitor a whole sport. As a consequence, especially in the team sports with myriad games, baseball, basketball, and hockey, home attendance may remain high while at the same time ratings for national games decrease. That may sound contradictory, but it makes sense. Let's just take one city as an example. The good people in Dallas may have cared passionately about their basketball and hockey teams, but as soon as the Stars and the Mavericks were eliminated in the playoffs, I would suspect that a goodly number of the Dallas fans dropped their interest altogether in the NBA and NHL playoffs and started devoting their attention to the local baseball team, the Texas Rangers. Reality TV focuses. There are only a small number of competitors, and we get to meet them and know them well. A whole lot better than our friends in Dallas ever got to know the Calgary Flames or the Milwaukee Bucks during the regular season. In many respects, in fact, reality TV shows essentially start with the elimination playoffs, which concentrate the mind without having to bother us with the long, boring regular season. Reality television shows also are scheduled for just once a week. Every competition becomes important. In TV language, appointment viewing. Football has become the one traditional team sport that continues to have a growing national audience, and a large reason for that is that there are only a limited number of games, with the vast majority taking place on the weekends. It's no coincidence, I think, that the one sport which has shown great ratings gains in the last few years is NASCAR, which follows the once-a-week NFL model. NASCAR is like an all-star reality show every week. Everybody who follows the sport knows all the major drivers. Contrast NASCAR, say, to the PGA, where each week there are different contenders. The casual fan can't keep them all straight, so he only stays tuned when Tiger Woods has a chance. Familiarity is so important when we are watching any kind of game. If we know the contestants, we can decide whether we want to root for them or against them. That's why the NFL and the NBA drafts are more interesting to more people than most actual games. We become familiar with the prospects before the draft and get involved. Anyway, with all the competition from the new once-a-week television competitions, maybe Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL are just going to have to settle for having intense local followings with declining national impact. And the hero that a nation turns its lonely eyes to is not going to be a great star who hits home runs or scores baskets, but some guy who sings songs or picks a bride or gets a job with Donald Trump. Yes, indeed, your new American Idol. But that's reality.
That's our idol, Frank DeFord, commenting. He's a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.